Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, ZZ Top bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest, joelbarker.com. I hope you'll go there to his website. I promise you, you'll thank me for doing that. And Joel, thanks for being here. Joel is one of the great futurists that I've ever known about, and I encourage you to follow his work as much as you can. Joel, one of the things that people may not have thought about, they won't be surprised to hear me say this when I say that the automobile that we drove to work today has about 25,000 different parts.
Yep.
From teeny tiny ones to big ones. There's a car in your future that you've been studying and reporting on that might have 64 parts.
Exactly.
Tell us about it.
Yep. Well, it's Local Motors out of Phoenix said, why don't we use our 3D printing technology to print a car? The problem with that was nobody had a printer big enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually got together with the U.S. Department of Energy, Oak Ridge, and used one of their very powerful printing machines. So here's the
partnership between industry and government.
And the Fed, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
And they printed the body of the car. Now, it's not the suspension system. It's not the transmission.
Right.
It's not the
engine.
It's
the shell, the fenders.
Exactly.
And what you
said, and the doors and the fenders and all that. Mm-hmm. And what the guy who put it together, the CEO of the Local Motors said, if you take a look at a standard car, to get that section of the car is about 25,000 parts. Ours is 64 parts.
Hmm.
And the thing that's interesting about this is, because it's printed, it's all made out of approximately the same material, but they can foam it, they can shape it, they can print the seat right in the car, they can print the dashboard as they're doing this whole
mm-hmm.
thing. So what you end up with is an integrated piece that even if it takes 2 days, and that's slow, the end result is one machine does about 70% of the work. Now, here's the one kind of breakthrough they made. They said, we're not going to print it to the ultra-fine detail everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
On some parts, we're going to actually come back with a router and smooth it out. So they're hybridizing. This is innovation at a verge. Printing plus router gets you this car. And the end result is, all of a sudden, all the supply chain questions of 25,000 parts
mm-hmm.
kind of go away.
Well, and 120 years of automobile industry gets disrupted.
This is probably the most powerful disruption I've seen yet.
Now small business owners, what I want you to think about is I want you to go and look at this automobile. Local Motors, where they go to localmotors.com, is that?
.com, yep.
Okay.
Localmotors.com.
Go look at this car. It's a clunky-looking car. It's not going to impress you. You're going to say, I wouldn't buy that. I wouldn't drive that. But don't look at it like that. Look at it as the egg that's going to become a disruption, a raptor, a disruption bird of prey that's going to potentially disrupt your business in the future. If you're anywhere near connected to the automobile industry, what you're going to be looking at is you have to say to yourself, okay, if this catches on, how could that disrupt me, and how could I try to be part of this and not get run over by it?
Exactly.
And what are the implications?
Yeah, what are the implications? What we know in the past is when you start making this kind of massive change, there's just a whole explosion of implications that create new business,
mm-hmm.
but they are very different than they were before, and that's what we're looking at here. By the way, one of the things that's interesting about this is you look at it and you say, well, that can't be safe, and the answer is, I'm sure it's not,
mm-hmm.
but we're looking at the Model A.
Right.
You know, wait till we get to the Model T.
Again, the way to look at this is not that I wouldn't buy that, so therefore it's not going to succeed. You got to look at this as the egg. It's just literally the embryo of the future.
Exactly.
And I like the point about, I like the fact that you're stressing the local part of this.
Yeah.
Because the more democratized 3D printing gets, the more elegant it gets, and now we're not shipping a finished product, we're shipping raw materials.
Yep.
Throughput, essentially.
Yep.
We're shipping throughput than people. We're each individually building, you know, we buy a printer that'll print, you know, something that we use all the time.
Well, and you got real close to what I thought you were going to say, which is, and maybe I can even design my own car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that, so you sit down with a designer and say, I have six kids and I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, and, you know, 48 hours later,
right,
your vehicle is being finished off and the motor's being added to it. And
I know it's I know it sounds futuristic, folks, but you gotta allow for these things, and it's more likely today than ever before. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
You're welcome. Good
Joel
night.
Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.